Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel, it's all of the above. And it's all on one show, and it fits like a glove on the
Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Life after Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J. It is a beautiful Tuesday. And, heck, man. It's just a good day, man, right here in the good old DL Dub. But for those of y'all that haven't been to the show before, just know it's always crazy. And I make a disclaimer that whatever is said in the show, just buckle your seatbelt. So we got, on today's show, we actually got a good friend of mine who's doing making a lot of big moves in the industry as far as the entertainment industry. We got my girl, Destiny Sashay, in the building. What's up, Destiny?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. I'm glad to have you in the building.
I'm glad you have me. What you mean?
Yeah. So, first off, I've known you for almost a year now, and it's crazy. Like your personality trips me out, and it's your. But as far as that too, your grind of what you do is just like amazing to me. So first off, I'm going to get into it as far as, like, how did you actually get started in the industry?
Well, let me tell you this. Okay. So this lady came to me when I was playing basketball because I was a tomboy. And she was like, you should be taking pictures. And in my mind, I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'm not with that. I like to wear ponytails, no makeup, no nails. You know, I bite my nails off. That's the kind of person I was, keyword was. So she was like, just come for a little test shoot or whatever. And I was like, I'll think about it. So I ducked her phone calls all that day. So I'm on the patio, like, talking on the phone. Come to find out, she's doing a photo shoot in my neighborhood, and she drove past me on the phone. And she was like, I thought you were supposed to be doing a photo shoot today. I was like, dang, if I can't duck her, So I put on my clothes, whatever, and I did it. And I was feeling myself, I think, a little too much. And this is when I was, like, 15, 16 years old. And I took it from there. I was just like, oh, I like this. Oh, I like myself. Oh, I'm fine. So after that, I was like, I'm in there. Like, you couldn't keep me away from the cameras or nothing. I would take everybody's phones and just take pictures and then some. So after that, it was a wrap. So it did something to me.
You know what? I think all the bad ones were tomboys at some point. That's what's crazy. A lot of people think that all of y'all have always been girly girls. I've seen a lot of girls who I've known with tomboys for the longest, and they be looking like, ooh,
well, you know me for a year. I could still be cute, but my ways are still boyish. Yeah, you know
yeah,
at all.
Yeah, I know.
So,
all right,
you know.
All right.
You gonna learn today.
Oh, man, but. No, it's crazy. Like, you know, look at the pictures. You know, a lot of times when people see models and think that, you know, they think the exact same thing about them. They think all of them are dumb or, you know, don't really have a personality. And you prove that point completely wrong. Like, how do you stay in being yourself in this industry? Because I know a lot of times you do tend to lose yourself if you're in this industry.
I tune everybody out. What you mean? Like, I can't be somebody that I'm not. Like, I didn't raise myself like that because this world is crazy to live in, first off. So by me being fake and not telling people, you know, how I feel, or I'm not the one that tell you what you want to hear, like, at all. And you know this. I'm just very blunt. I don't beat around the bush because they'll eat me up inside if I don't be myself. I can't. I won't. I will never do that.
And that's exactly why a lot of people don't be. People see on Twitter, they be seeing get crunk when I'm like tweeting you, but oh man, she get ready to crunk in town. People don't understand that. That's one of the main reasons why we get along.
We party animals. What you mean? You live life to the
animals,
fullest.
Not just all right. Not just party animals, but you really like. I know when you say something. You're going to make sure you as blunt as possible. So a lot of times I want to come ask something I want somebody to be real with me about because I feel like, oh, well, I'm real, man, but they don't really
I don't claim
real.
That. You don't have to claim that you're real.
Yeah, I've never seen you once claim that, but you be extra real.
Like, you know, I just like to joke on people, and if you take it to heart, it's not my fault. Like, you should get out your feelings. Like, we are not – promise to live like see tomorrow. Like, come on, be for real. Laugh it up.
Right. And that's the thing, especially like after high school, you can't take a joke, man. You got to relax, man.
Not even during high school, then some. It doesn't even matter. I've been like this like forever. I can't. After my mom died, I was like, oh, yeah, can't do it. Like, ew. That just put a hole in my heart. And I was like, oh, well, I can't do this. Gotta live life every day, no telling where you're gonna go, because that's the only parent I had, so.
Oh, definitely. So that leads to more to your career and whatnot. That's
yeah, because I took care of myself, and, like, I didn't have no guidance, so I had to learn stuff quick, like, quicker than others would. I mean, yeah, it's still an up-and-down situation, but I'm here for a reason, and that's just to prove people wrong, the ones that used to talk about me, and then some. So I'm saying, if I wasn't here, they wouldn't have nobody to talk about in this. If they wasn't talking about me, then I wouldn't be where I'm at, if you feel what I'm saying. So.
All right, so my next question for you is, I just want to know, like, as far as your best moment that you've ever had, why doing this whole thing, what's the best thing that's happened to you?
Networking. Because without that there and whoever, you know, follows me or responds to anything that I do, I wouldn't, like, have the mind frame of actually wanting to do my own lingerie or perfume. Who's going to model forever? We all get wrinkled and old. Come on now. This is just a stepping stone. I don't want to do this for real. Like, this ain't where I want to be. Like, this is just, you know, get my face out there. Just being honest. So I want my own clothing line, well, lingerie, let me rephrase myself, and perfume and handbags and shoes, because those are, like, the things that a man will buy a woman, and a woman will get that for herself to look good for their man, so you cannot lose in either sex.
Right, it's kind of like, I feel what you're saying, like, for instance, like, males, for the male side, that a lot of us are promoters, first, before we go into what else we're leading ourselves into, like you're saying, like modeling a lot of times is a segue into something else. And, you know, you probably, I think you'll model for a while, but I think, like, I know that you're going to, like, the stuff you talk about now that you're going to do business-wise, I can see that happening. And, like, a lot of people don't realize that, like, that's why I started what I started, Dust Divine, to make sure people know, okay, these girls that's in the modeling clique, they have more than just the mindset, oh, I'm just going to be a model for, like, the rest of my life, nothing else is going to happen.
Well, you can only speak on some of them. Some of them just want to be seen and, you know, not putting a, you know, burden on anybody, but get knocked up and just, you know, yeah, you know, free come up, free meal ticket. Like, some of them do that, though. Some of them do that. And
okay.
I'm not the one because I don't want no kids and I don't want no meal ticket. I'm not hungry. I don't want it. I don't want it.
Pineapples.
I don't like it.
Oh, man. Okay. Like, all right, so, like, we're going to talk about a couple of videos out today. Of course, people can check you out in it. We're going to go backwards. We're going to go first off, we're going to go to my boy, Timmy Boy, a.k.a. 2 Chainz.
Well, it goes back a little further than that. It was this group that won Wild Out Wednesday on 106 and Park, and they went on a some screen tour, and they're called the Pretty Boys. And it went worldwide, cracked that Pretty Boy. So I was like, oh, you called me to be in your video? Because we've been friends forever. So that's where it all started. I was like, oh, well, might as well. Y'all my people. And, you know, it is what it is. So right when I got there, everybody, they pushed everybody out the way, me and my homegirl. And I was like, oh, so we getting our shine. I feel y'all. I love y'all. That's how it all started with them. And after that, I just like to be, you know, humble and network. So I'm more of the behind-the-scenes kind of girl. I like to chill. Like, that's just me. Chill, sip, okay, drink, not sip, and just feel good. Like, not serious. So it went from there to Zaytoven, because that's my people, Zaytoven. Shout out to him. He had a song called Steamer. And then it went to Thug Mafia in Houston featuring Gutta Gutta. I don't know if nobody ever heard of them or whatnot. I mean, I'm not sure. I don't know. So went from there to Titty Boy, to Stewie Rock, and this dude named Duquan that everybody knows in Florida. He was on tour with Alicia Keys. So, like, I'm really, videos is all right. I just don't want to do that. I'd rather be a cover girl than in the videos.
So I know it's like the Stewie Rock one, you was in there for a really, really long time on there. They had a lot of closer shots of you.
Yeah, that's my brother. Shout out to Stewie. He's trying to be next. Like, that's my bro. Him and Corey B, your favorite party host. He will be international.
And you know, that's also a shout out to, you know, you also had, as far as you had the Dallas family there, you had Trilly and Prince Rick on there.
Yes. Shout out to them. They real cool. I love them. I will work with them again, honestly.
Yeah, because I mean, I tripped with them at Wish Lounge. They were pretty cool. Like, it was a trip. They were like, I mean, they brought some Moet and Chardonnay. They was like, oh, man. Yeah, man, like, that was crazy because I had the black on, and I'm, you know me because I'm tall looking. Everybody kept thinking I put that bodyguard or something, so they kept coming to me, talking to me like,
yeah, that was
funny. Oh, man. So as far as advice you want to give to girls coming into the industry, what would be some good advice you give them?
First off, do your homework, always. That's why I messed up a couple of times. I can't lie. I had a couple of, you know, mess ups. So, hey, I'm telling somebody else that's trying to come in or that is doing it already because I don't want you looking stupid like me sometimes. I got the dumb face sometimes. I'm not going to lie. So just do your homework and, like, always stay positive because somebody's always going to throw stones at you and be like, oh, you're a groupie. It's like, always ask questions. A dumb question is, like, all might be the best ever. Like, don't ever second guess yourself. And always, like, oh, how can I say this? Like, don't ever show your personal life, ever. Always keep a smile on your face. You always have to maintain a smile. Always. And sleeping with people to get to the top is not what people seem to call it out as. It's about who you know. sleeping with people, that's by choice. Like, if you do it, you already know what you're doing, whatever, whatever. You grown. You know what the vibe goes. So that's you. Don't ever, like, bring that into another life that people are trying to get into. Like, yeah, I slept with so-and-so, I'm a model. No, don't do that because you hurting us trying to get to where we need to be. And, I mean, bring your A-game because there's a million and one beautiful women out there. Like, you got to have some exotic look to you or your own niche. Like, be you. Don't ever...
No, but ain't a million and one Death Fish and Shades, though. Ain't a million
oh, never.
One.
Oh, no. Negative. It's only me, and that will always forever be me.
Death Fish. Woo-wee.
I know.
Thank God I'm always the
nice to remember you can't remember. You know, those are cool nights. Like, I love my people. I love y'all.
Oh yeah. For sequence, I have over here being on choir. He's over here choir mode. Listen, but I guess this is Bobby too.
You said who?
What up?
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, it's Pete Buck.
What's up, Pete?
On the grind as usual.
That's
I'm
what's
like,
up.
I'm background sipping while y'all doing y'all thing.
That's what's up.
So, yep. All right, so I got a couple more questions to get ready to roll out. One question I have for you is, what is the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you in the industry? And don't give me that. You ain't got no embarrassing moments. Y'all
oh, I'm not going to lie. What are you talking about? So... I'm just going to throw this out in the air. Don't ever drink on set. Ever. Just don't ever do that. None of that. So, I got, you know, even though I did my scene already, I still got too intoxicated. And I fell asleep on the couch. And they just started taking pictures of me. Like, they started putting stuff on my face and took pictures of me. That's embarrassing. No telling if it's going to float the net or not. You know? Like, and I don't ever get embarrassed, ever. Or a little blooper, because there's some outfits, women know, there's some outfits you cannot wear panties with. It's just, you know. We all know there's just some tight outfits you can't wear panties with. So there's a little bloopers where they see my lips. And I was like, you see my cool pop. Like, you know, I don't want anybody to see my cool. It's been one of those embarrassing moments, but hey, everybody has those. Just I didn't want nobody to see mine.
All right. The next one is as far as like anyone that wants to keep up with what you got going on and whatnot. What's all the Facebook and Twitter, all that stuff they can follow you with?
Twitter, of course, twitter.com/DestinySachet, DestinySachet. And also, it's the same thing as Facebook, and my website is coming soon, so y'all have to be looking out. And I might say some off-the-wall things on Twitter. Don't get it twisted, because that's just me. I'm not crazy. My brain cells are just a little bit confused. So, you know, just go along with it. You know, I try not to cuss. It's just in my blood. I'm trying. But it is what it is. So... stay tuned, and I'll keep you updated. Actually, I won't. You'll just see it. I just lied to y'all. I'll just show y'all. I can't tell you. I'm an action kind of person. Action speak.
Volumes. I ain't rolling on out. All right, once again, I want to thank you for coming through the show because, you know, you're definitely you're a friend of mine. I definitely have to show you some love.
And I love you. What you mean?
Oh, all right, y'all. I ain't gonna cry, man. I ain't gonna cry. I'm saving my chest.
Just give me a hug.
All right, air hug. Oh.
Pat on the back. I got you.
All right. Okay, so we're about to roll on that, everybody. If you missed any parts of the show or, you know, you want us to show again and go see what every crazy stuff we said, all you got to do is go to a couple different ways. Go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. You can listen to the show on there. You can also listen to it from the Dust Spot. That's DuskSpot.com. or you can go to iTunes for free, type in Life at the Dust Live, look for Jesse and Shashay Show, and you'll find that. And definitely listen back to the show. Share it with your friends. All right. We're
all right. Shout out to y'all. Salute for being real and always.
All right, we rolling out. How we always say, everybody, everything you do, no matter what you do, whether you want to be like Jesse Shashay, just keep it real by having to say you keep it real, or just do what you do best. That's a Marrow. There's a J. Oh, well, there's a Shashay. Oh, well, there's a U. There's a way. Got two more episode of Life at the Dust Live. We rolling on out. The words of Chris Brown. Deuces.
Yo.